Now we'll talk about how the Kohanim would reach the roof of the Hechal building in order to do repairs up there when needed. Mishnah says, there was a windy ramp that went from the northeast corner of the Hechal building on the ground level to the top of the northwest corner. They would go up there to fix the roof when needed. He would walk up the ramp facing west, and he walked along the entire northern side of the Hechal building until he reached the top of the ramp in the west. He reached the top of the west and turned to face south. He walked on the roof of the rooms along the entire western side of the building until he got to the corner of the building in the south. He reached the south and then he turned to face east. He would walk along the entire south of the roof of the rooms until he reached the ladder. There was a ladder here that connected all the way down to the top. It's how they reached the roof, and it's how people had entrance to the upper story. So till he reached that ladder, which led to the entrance of the upper story of the Hechal building, and the entrance of the upper story opened to the south. Now we'll talk about certain details about the upper story of the Hechal building. At the entrance of the upper story were two cedar beams that were connected to form a ladder. Shebahen hayu olin legaga shel aliyah, they would climb up to the roof of the upper story with this ladder. Berashe pispesin mavdilin ba'aliyah ben hakodesh ubin kodesh hakodashim. Ends, there would be wooden beams that would protrude upwards from the northern and southern walls in the upper story, and it would show the separation between the kodesh and the kodesh kodashim. The markers were needed because above the kodesh kodashim is a higher level of sanctity as well, and therefore people couldn't really go there. They only went there every 7 years to check if there was repairs needed, but the Kodesh Kodashim was only entered once a year by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Melulin hayu pituhin ba'aliyah lebet Kodesh Kodashim. There were certain openings or hatches that were open in the floor of the upper story down into the Kodesh Kodashim. Shebahen hayu meshal shelin ta'umanim betevot. The craftsmen would be lowered in boxes into this. Kedesh shelo yazunu enehem mibet kodeshi kodashim, so that they wouldn't see the beauty of the Kodesh HaKodashim. You can't have any benefit from looking in the Kodesh Kodashim. So in order to prevent the workers from looking around, they would lower them in a box through the hole on top of the Kodesh Kodashim, so they could see specifically only the area in front of them that needed some repairing. So they're very careful not to have the ability to examine the full Kodesh Kodashim. If something was needed, they positioned the box properly, they would lower the person in, he would fix it, and he would be done.